is it made to rise with yeast?
Yeast.
You call it a what?
Yeast, rye, self-rising flour, plain flour.
All right. What other kinds of breads that's not in loaves?
Cornbread.
You like cornbread?
Yeah. Biscuit.
Okay. You bake a pan of...
A roll.
Okay. Any other kind of bread made of flour you can think of?
Rolls and cake.
All right, good. What is baked in a large cake made of cornmeal? Baked in a large
Ash cake.
Okay. What is a Johnny cake?
Johnny, I don't know, make Johnny cakes out of black molasses. What my wheat store?
Make it out of what?
Black molasses syrup.
Oh. Now you mentioned cornbread. What do you mean by cornbread?
Well, that's corn. You make up corn seed, you make up cornbread, you put milk in it, egg in it. Some people just put just salt and plain water.
Is there more than one kind of cornbread?
Oh, yeah, it's hoe cake, it's corn, and it's a little thing in fry, you know, like he go eat fish, you know what you call it?
Oh, a hush puppy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Suppose you have a can that doesn't have anything in it except cornmeal, salt, and water. What kind of cornbread is that?
That's plain bread.
What kind of bread?
Plain bread.
Oh, okay. What do you call that? Oh, you said plain bread. Do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talk about making before the fire on a board or something like that, only larger?
Yeah, and did in a skillet, you know, just an old skillet and put the... In the skillet, put coal to fire on top of the skillet,
uh-huh.
Cook the bread.
All right. Do you know of any kind that's cooked in ashes?
Ash cake.
What kind is about an inch thick, very large and round, and you might cook it on a skillet?
Okay.
Okay, then there is a kind that is small, and sort of like a spear, and maybe it has a little bit of onions or green pepper mixed up in it, and you cook them in a deep fat. And eat them with fish or other fried seafood.
What do you mean? What you call it?
Yeah, what do you call that? We just talked about it.
Call it slaw.
What you eat with fish.
Call it a hush puppy.
All right. There is something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal. What would you call that?
Chicken dressing.
And then there's a kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft. And you dish it up like you would dish out mashed potatoes onto a plate the size of
corn. Corn mush.
Corn mush. Have you ever had the corn mush?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that kind of cornbread. Okay, there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy in the store. And that's called what?
That's store-bought biscuits.
All right. What is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center? It's sweet and you fry it in deep fat. It's kind of a...
Apple?
No. You buy, well, now we got all kinds of shops for them, but they are round and they got a hole in the middle. And they we buy them from, sometimes kids are selling them out on the street. Got a hole in the middle.
Hole in the middle of the, what's the name of it?
Uh-huh. It's sweet.
Sweet potato?
No, it's piece, kind of a bread, like it's round and got a hole.
Cake?
No, donut, have you ever
heard? Oh, yeah, donut.
Okay. Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time.
Batter cakes.
Okay, what did you call them?
Batter cakes.
All right.
Flapjacks.
Flapjacks or batter cakes, okay. You went to the store to buy two what of flour? How does flour come?
In? Well, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 100 pounds, 6 pounds.
Okay, what would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda?
What I use to make it?
Yeah, if you put it stuff this in bread, it's not baking powder, it makes bread right.
Salt.
No,
yeast.
Okay. The inside part of an egg, what do you call that?
You call it yellow.